Welcome. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Today, Friday, May 22nd, 2015. May you have a wonderful Memorial Day. Here is your news. A jury in Kansas City has ordered a debt collection agency to cough up nearly $83 million to a woman it mistakenly pursued to collect a credit card debt of little more than $1,000. The jury found that Portfolio Recovery Associates, one of the biggest debt buyers in the country, had acted maliciously in suing the woman when the actual holder of the debt was a man with a similar-sounding name. The circuit judge in the case, Joel P. Fahnestock, earlier had stricken the company's pleadings after it failed to comply with requests to hand over information in the case. The jury then determined damages, hearing evidence for 5 days before assessing actual damages against the company of $250,000 for violating the FDCPA and punitive damages of $82.99 million for malicious prosecution. In a related story, debt-buying giant PRA Group, of which Portfolio is a part of, reported a strong 42.4% profit jump to $58.1 million for the quarter ending March 31st. Consumers harmed by an operation that allegedly used deception and threats to collect payday loan debts that consumers did not owe will receive checks totaling $16,428 from the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC in February 2012 charged Villa Park, California-based American Credit Crunchers affiliated company EB's LLC and owner Varang Thacker with victimizing consumers who had received or inquired about online payday loans. The defendants were charged with violating the FTC Act and the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act after pretending to be law enforcement officials and falsely threatening to put consumers in jail if they did not make payments. According to the FTC complaint, Thacker obtained information, often including Social Security or bank account numbers, for consumers who had inquired about applying for or obtained online payday loans. Thacker worked with telephone callers in India who called consumers using deceptive statements and threats to convince them to pay debts that were not owed, or that he was not authorized to collect, the FTC alleged. Former Wells Fargo consumer filed a lawsuit against the bank Wednesday, accusing it of high-pressure sales that led to deceiving and defrauding him and other customers. The suit alleges violations of the Fair Credit Reporting Act and California's unfair competition and consumer protection laws. The customer seeks class action certification for the lawsuit. The complaint mirrors accusations in another lawsuit filed last week by Los Angeles, California attorney Michael Feuer. Both lawsuits allege that the bank's pressure tactics amounted to a fee-generating machine that encouraged employees to misuse customer information to open unwanted accounts. Some consumers never realized they had the accounts until collection agencies began pursuing fees, according to the suit filed last week that also alleges that banks hid fees, refusing to close accounts on request, and forged signatures. Authorities have arrested 7 people in connection with an alleged credit card fraud and identity theft ring that generated more than $500,000 in illegally obtaining cash and merchandise from stores across Central and North Jersey. The 7 were arrested after a 3-week investigation by the Westfield Police Department, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, and the Union County Prosecutor's Office Special Prosecutions Unit. The initial acts of alleged fraud were uncovered by Lord & Taylor in Westfield. The credit card delinquency rate, that is defined as the ratio of borrowers 90 days or more delinquent, remained steady at 1.37% in the first quarter ending March 31st. The average credit card balance per borrower declined from $5,168 in quarter 1, 2014, to $5,142 in quarter 1, 2015, according to the latest TransUnion Industry Insights report. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.